It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Hi, you're very welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter, one of Ireland's most listened to podcasts. Or did we just make that up? No, it actually is. We record this podcast almost daily from our studio in the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. Now, before I let you know what today's topic is all about, and it's going to be a very interesting one, we've already got divided opinion. I just want to say congratulations to Tracy Carolyn. That's Tracy Carolyn. You know who you are. Your phone number ends in 5-4. Tracy Carolyn is our latest winner of the Opinions Matter Coffee Cup. That's just the noise of it there, just to, so you don't think I'm making it up, that we actually have these. If you've been living under a rock, you will not know this, but the podcast has new merch, and it's Opinions Matter reusable coffee cups, and they're absolutely brilliant. As Katie was saying yesterday, they keep your coffee warm for a long time, don't they?
Sorry?
They keep your coffee warm, don't they?
It keeps my coffee warm, yeah, for 2 or 3 hours, no less. Although I do enjoy coffee once it goes cold too, so I'm happy either way with my cup.
Okay, so well done to Tracy Carolyn. You are the winner of this mug. Another chance to win one on today's podcast. So pay attention to what we're talking about, and there'll be a question somewhere in the podcast that we'll be asking you. And if you get it right, you go into the draw to win one of those coffee cups. Now, we got a message literally an hour ago from a listener by the name of Gary, and I want to read this out for you because this has already divided opinion. And he says, will you talk about this on your pod, please? Though I bet you won't because you'll be too afraid to. I'm a regular weed smoker. I smoke about, why would we be afraid to talk about cannabis? Jeez, we talk about cannabis loads of times. I smoke about 3 or 4 joints a day, more at the weekends maybe. I'm so sick of people who drink alcohol judging people like me for smoking weed. It's so hypocritical. Like, do they not realise that booze is worse and is actually more dangerous? Absolute clowns. I'm sick of people calling weed smokers stoners and implying that we are some kind of morons. Alcohol drinkers are the biggest hypocrites on the planet. These judgy alcohol-loving arseholes need to take their heads out of their arses and stop being so naive, because they are just as bad, if not worse. Also, these dopes who think cannabis is a gateway drug, absolute clowns, says Gary. Now, those of you who listen to this podcast over the last 4 or 5 years will know my opinion on it. Having said that, I've never tried it. I've actually never tried cannabis. So a lot of you could argue that I'm not entitled to opinion on it, or I don't know what it's like. I will say this. I do think alcohol is more dangerous than cannabis. I think more people start fights who have been drinking alcohol than smoking weed. I don't think you're going to get aggressive. And I notice this because I've been working in nightclubs and pubs for years.
Do you see a lot of it?
You see people who at the start of the night are very normal, level-headed people, and just drink disagrees with them, and they become aggressive. And then maybe they're on coke as well.
Yeah, I'd say there's a lot to do with that as well.
But generally, you don't get people becoming aggressive that are on cannabis. I just think, this would be my opinion, Gary, and you know what it is, because you've listened to me. Someone who's smoking 3 or 4 joints a day and at the weekend and all that, I would associate with something that a teenager does. I mean, grow up. You know what I mean?
Oh, do you think? I'd say 50% of society, if not more, smoke weed. Maybe I'm wrong, but I would imagine about 80% of our listeners smoke cannabis.
Do you think so?
I'd say a good 80% of our listeners. Would you not?
I wouldn't say it's that high. I'd say about 40%. But I mean, if you need it in your life every day, and I would suggest to Gary, by the way, for people saying that it's not addictive, everything is addictive.
Every single
thing is addictive. Coke Zero can be addictive. Mm-hmm. Mars bars can be addictive. Everything can be addictive. And I would say to you, Gary, that you're in denial if you don't think you're an addict, because anybody that needs 3 or 4 joints a day and more at the weekend.
But he didn't say if he needs it or not. Addiction is based on a need for it. Does he just smoke because he wants to or because he actually needs it? They're two very different things. I don't think cannabis is the worst drug. Anything after cannabis, straight out, no, I'm sorry. Anyone who, you know, coke, E, anything like that, no way. Like, just no, not, don't want to know. I don't think cannabis is on the grand scheme of things, I don't think it's bad. I think...
No, I don't think it's the worst. It is still an illegal drug.
I would like to see it being legalised to take the control out of dealers'
I know, but let's not have that conversation there. I hate that.
No, I know, but that is a part...
It's a hypothetical
for now.
Yeah, it's not going to... Not in the next 20 years anyway, I can't see. Because we do have a big drug problem in Ireland, and a lot of the people who are on hard drugs did start out on cannabis. Okay, we'd like to hear from you. You've heard what Gary said. He's sick of people who drink alcohol, and there does seem to be a different view between people who drink alcohol and people who do cannabis. I mean, when I think of someone who does cannabis, I think of someone who isn't very motivated in their life, who's just sitting down all day. And
oh, I think you're wrong. Okay, I think maybe there's people wrong. In high-powered jobs that probably go home in the evening after a busy day and spark up a doobie and happy out. They are in their little bubble. I wouldn't judge someone for smoking weed. I don't smoke it myself, but I also don't drink myself. So
How did that happen?
No, I haven't drank in about probably 6 months, I'd say. If I went on a night out now, I would be a mess.
No, but you are a drinker. You are a drinker.
Well, I would have had the odd few, but I just don't do it anymore. I don't bother anymore. I'm just trying to get healthy, actually. I do think it's hypocritical of people who drink to judge people who smoke weed. I've said this before, you go into a room full of weed smokers and go into a room full of drunks, and I know where the trouble's going to be and the drama and the aggression.
Oh, you know, completely. When I'm drunk, I'm completely the same, but drink does make some people aggressive, and I don't believe that cannabis has the same effect on people. Anyway, we'd love to hear from you. Send us a WhatsApp, 085 825 2626. That's 085 825 2626.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Let me go to Brian. How are you, Brian? You're on Opinions Matter. How are things?
How's it going, Grant?
Good. Well, what's your opinion about this? Gary's being judged by drinkers because he's a cannabis user.
Well, I'd be on the same boat as Gary, I'd say. I'm on the smoker, but at the moment I'm going in to get help with it because I have took it to a different level. I was a fully blown alcoholic for years, and I got off the drink in 2020 and I turned to the weed. But don't get me wrong, it saved me. It got me off the drink. It's at the moment I'm smoking probably 250 bags a week, you know. So
now what does that mean to people who don't smoke it?
I smoke like cigarettes, really. I smoke joints like cigarettes, to be honest.
And you might be asking, Brian, do you work?
No, I'm lost in addiction, to be honest. Not going to say lost in addiction.
Yeah.
I'm stable on methadone. And
okay. You're trying to come through it.
Yeah. I'm waiting to get into treatment and give everything a sweep, because I don't think I could come out and just smoke cannabis because I know.
Sorry, I'm trying to work out how many joints a day you're smoking.
I would probably smoke about 7 or 8 joints a day.
That's why I asked where you're working, because I was trying to think.
That would be me to myself. Now, where I get the weed, you know what I mean? I'm not going to say over the line.
But no, how much is your weed addiction, which it is, how much is it costing you a week?
Nothing really.
Oh, you're getting it free?
Yeah, I have friends that have it, you know.
Jeez, they're very good friends if they're supplying you with that amount.
Do you drive then?
No.
So you wouldn't get into the car? I was trying to get at. If you're working and smoking or driving.
That's exactly where I was just going to say to you. That's why I want to get off it, because I've just got my license and I don't want to go on the road while I'm smoking, you know. So, you know, I'm going in to get off the methadone, so I might as well kick everything in the head, you know. Well, you have to kick everything in the
absolutely.
Head.
Absolutely. So,
you know, and then come out and then get on the ladder then, you know. There's no point in me going and getting a job in CIE and you're smoking in the evenings.
Back to the start, Brian. Just kind of what age this, how did it start? Did it start with alcohol? You said you were an alcoholic. You are? I don't think anybody's ever
I've been smoking hash back when I was like 15, 16, right up to like 20, probably 24, 25. And I'd have stopped. I'm 40 now, I'd have stopped and I'd have turned to the drink. The drink took over, and can't do the two of them because it's just a blackout, you know. But it was hash back then. It wasn't weed. Mm. You know, the weed I'd say now, weed is a lot stronger now compared to years ago. Like when we just had hash, you know, there was no such thing as weed around Dublin anyway.
Would it be wrong to suggest that you obviously have an addictive personality, that you're just someone that gets addicted to things?
No, 100%. No, I'm not addictive personality. I think every addict has an addictive personality.
Now, are you addicted to cannabis?
I wouldn't say I'm addicted, but if I hadn't got it, I would be the grumpiest cunt you'd ever meet, you know.
Well, that's probably...
You probably could class that as an addiction.
I would class that as an addiction. Really, I am addicted to it, yeah. At the moment, I'm cut down to 2 joints a day, which is very good for me,
Brilliant. I mean, you're obviously trying
to... I'm waiting to go in here. But to say that I could stop it altogether, no.
Do you have a day to get in somewhere or a place you're going to go?
Not at the moment. I've got tomorrow. Funny enough that I'm on the phone with you now, because tomorrow I'm going for my last assessment, my final assessment, so I'll be in within 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, I don't know. There's a place I recommend to you, and it's only because I've worked in a radio station close to this place, and this place does amazing work. There's Tiglin and Greystones.
I've done Christian programs, but I've done a couple of programs already. But I'm just waiting to get into a place called Kilmandara, and then
I've heard of that.
High Park. I think it's out in Condor or something.
So you realise, and I mentioned this a few minutes ago, Brian, you realise that you can't go through your whole life just being a stoner,
I'm not doing anything. I'll smoke my joint and then that's it. Game over for the day. I'll sit in for the day. I'll put on the telly and then I'll be upset with myself in the evening then because I didn't do that all day. But the reason I'm not doing that all day is because I'm smoking. It's a vicious circle.
And that's the thing, what age are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 40.
40, so it's time. Have you children or anything like that?
Have a what?
Have you children?
Yeah.
Are you still with the mother of the children, or are you separated?
No, she passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Jesus, well, that might have something to do with the fact that you have turned to these drugs. And are you? How many children have you got?
Yeah, just the one.
Sorry?
One.
Oh, just the one. And what age is that child?
He's 20 now.
No, I was about to say, I hope you're not in the care of like a child.
No.
Jesus, you couldn't be on 60 joints a week. And is he aware of your, does he live with you? Is he aware of your addiction?
No, he has his own place and always girlfriend.
Okay, so you're living alone, are you?
Yeah.
See, that doesn't help either, you
have
know?
You got support around you? Like, I know you say your friends.
What would concern me, I
will be honest, is that you obviously have an addiction to, and you're going to go and you're going to get your life straight. And I genuinely wish you all the best. I think I can hear it in you that you're really eager and really keen to. But what concerns me, I'll be honest, is the friends who are giving you weed. What will happen then with these friends? I mean, are you going to be in a situation then where you're going to be...
That's what treatment's about, you know. It's people, place and things. Like, you learn all this when you go in, you know. So it's just getting the tools to deal with this.
But these people...
Temptation will be in your way.
Yeah, these people
are... But that's what I'm saying to you. People, place and things. We'll have to deal with all them while I'm in there. Of course I'm going to get my
But these people
friends.
who are feeding your habits, they need to stop.
I don't think they need to stop. I think we need to stop taking it.
But they need to stop giving it to you for free as well.
Do they know? Are they aware? That's what I'm trying to say to you.
I'm going in here and I'm coming out and they're all gone. People, places and things. Them friends will be gone, you know.
So you are planning on starting fresh with a new circle. That's what I was basically saying to you. I wasn't kind of saying to you, lose all your friends, drop all your friends, but I know what's to be done.
But for that fella to say that he's not addicted, of course he's addicted, Jesus. You know, that he won't admit it, that's the thing.
But people say all the time, Brian, that you can't get addicted to cannabis, and you are an example
I'd say they're in denial. They probably don't know what addiction is. If they're saying they're not addicted and they're smoking every day, well then don't smoke it for one day and tell me how you feel that evening.
What would you be like if you didn't, like, how many joints have you had so far today?
Just the one. Now cut down to 2 joints today, which is very good, which I'll probably smoke it in three. I'll probably smoke it a bit of it, put it out, you know.
Brian, are you smoking it to get high or to take the edge off?
To stop me from being grumpy, to be honest, I don't smoke. I do smoke cigarettes, but I don't now because I'm smoking weed, and the smoked cigarette would taste horrible, you know.
Do you believe that weed is a gateway drug?
That's a hard one.
Have you just stopped at weed? Did you say? Oh no, sorry, you're on methadone as well.
We could
argue by talking to you then that it is a gateway drug because you started on weed and
Started on alcohol, actually.
You could argue that alcohol is the gateway drug.
Definitely would have been alcohol.
So sorry, did you go from alcohol to cannabis to heroin?
No, they probably killed him with it. It would have been like everyone in the area. It would have been went out clubbing and, you know, ended up back in the wrong house and, you know.
I think the one thing he needs, and thanks for being so open, is the one thing he needs is a better circle of friends.
That's why I asked him, because I genuinely would be concerned that he'd go in and he'd get his life you know, into a good place, and then he'd be with the lads, and one of the lads will say, "Here, do you want a joint?" And you're back to square one, because I can't imagine being in the head of an addict.
I remember
that temptation.
It's so important when you have an addiction. It's so important that you're surrounded by the best people.
Yes.
And by the way, Brian, I'll come back to you in a sec. But the amount of support coming in for you is unbelievable. Hoping you get your act together. I'd hate to be talking to you in a year's time and you still to be in the same situation. Yeah. But I remember even when Adrian was giving up the cigarettes, and by God, he gave them up about 20 different times, and there was always people on a night out that even though they knew they'd offer him a cigarette. Yeah.
And that just is alien to me. It's like, why would you, somebody is literally giving up something that could give them cancer. Why are you actively trying to get them to take that again?
I remember a fellow we used to work with on a night out literally saying to Adrian, "Here, I go on, have it, it's only one."
People who do that aren't friends.
No, they're not friends.
They're not friends. It's the same with an alcoholic. An alcoholic will always be an alcoholic. It's all will always be a recovering alcoholic, because all it takes is one drink or one joint to get you back on the wagon again.
Absolutely.
Or off the wagon. Is that on or off the wagon? What is it?
I don't know. Something to do with the wagon.
The wagon.
Here's Jonathan.
Good afternoon, Katie and Bobblehead. Hope you have a good show. Sorry I can't come on. I've just sent you a link there. If you look at it realistically with a logical head, cannabis and CBD oils and all of these byproducts of cannabis have very, very positive health effects for people. You think you were on a show a while ago, Jeremy, where you spoke to a lady who had her kids on CBD oil and the health benefits that brought on. Now, I've been looking at this for a long time now. And it does have significant health benefits for people with anxiety and even with depression and all sorts of eating disorders and all that. It has positive, positive health benefits. Yeah, people will get addicted to stuff on the streets because we don't know what's getting mixed in with that. You know, these people put anything into them bags of weed. You don't know what you're smoking. But if you legalise it and regulate it, you can collect the taxes off it and you can put it into use then for research for all sorts of other things. But they won't do that because the fact of the matter is that cannabis and all of these things are a very relatively cheap thing to make, and there's no money at the back end for big pharmaceutical companies. And to me, that's the bottom line with this. Yeah, people will get addicted to cannabis just like everything else, like you said, Mars bars. But as a medicine, it has very, very positive health benefits for people. Cheers, have a great show.
Yeah, Jonathan, I actually agree with you. I know people who use it to curb the pain that they're going through for whatever condition they have. And yes, it does have its benefits. The thing about it is, if they did legalise it, and I know it's a conversation for another day, and I actually hate that conversation because it's boring about legalising cannabis or not, because it's not going to happen. But if they did legalise cannabis, it would be more expensive because it would be getting sold through reputable sources and it would be getting taxed and stuff like that. So if you think of 18-year-old Jordan, who smokes a couple of joints a day, he has a choice. He can either still buy his cannabis from his dealer, at wholesale price, or go to an actual shop and buy it, or a reputable person. Who are you going to go to? You're going to go to the person who's selling it cheaper, aren't you?
You
are. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So people would still buy it on the black market, in the same way a lot of people buy cigarettes off the street sellers. Now, let me go to Sean. How are you, Sean?
How are you? Afternoon.
Good. Now, what do you want to say to this? Are you a user yourself?
I'm a bit of a smoker, I would have joined in the evening or so, but like I said in the message, I wouldn't be a big drinker, but I would smoke.
How many are we talking?
It really depends, maybe one or two a day, because I'd never smoke mainly during the day, so I'd go to work, come home, go to gym, take the dogs out for a walk, cook dinner, get everything ready I need for the next day, and then after that, once I'm kind of settling down for the night, then I'd have maybe a joint, maybe two, depending on how late I go to sleep.
Now, do you have to have them, or are you having them because, are you addicted to the drug?
I wouldn't say so. No, I can go without it if I really need to. Like, I'm not sitting in work sweating for a joint when I get home. Like, I have it because it's there, but if I didn't have any, I wouldn't. It wouldn't bother me, if that makes sense.
I'm always curious with Jeremy. Just have you never wondered?
No, have I never wondered?
Wondered what it feels like to be kind of stoned, or
because
when I was a teenager, I've obviously tried it like anyone. Now I don't smoke it now. I wouldn't smoke it now. I don't drink. But
my answer to your question and to Sean, neither of you will ever understand because I've never taken it. Mm. Yes, I do wonder what it'd be like, but I also wonder what it'd be like to eat
caviar.
Or mushrooms, but I won't touch mushrooms because I just don't like the look of them.
No, I admire you for not giving into peer pressure growing up and not following the crowd.
There actually never was peer pressure, I don't think.
Did you not hang around people who smoked?
I probably did, but I was always strong enough. I was always strong enough to be able to say...
I wouldn't say you have an addictive personality though, do you?
Yeah, probably not. But I was also always brought up, and I'm bringing my kids up as well, to be followers, not sheep. And I always say this to my kids. Mm. I said, do not follow the crowd.
Yeah.
Do not follow the crowd. Down to and it's a completely different conversation, but a couple of weeks ago, Luke was out with his friends and they were doing knick-knack on some of the doors. And Luke knew that it was a bad thing to knick-knack on the doors. And but he stayed with the group who were doing it. And one of the neighbours came out and complained to us that your son was at the door. And I said, Luke, why didn't you walk away from the group? Yeah. It takes a bigger person to walk away from a group. And everybody, and this is in all walks of life, okay? When 9 people out of 10 in your group are all doing something, it makes you a bigger person to be able to stand up and go, I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to be part of that. And that's what I'm trying to instill in my... That's a long answer, by the way, to your question. I've never tried it, and maybe I will. And
the one thing I will say about you, the one thing I will say that's nice, because there's nothing else nice about you, you do stand by what you believe in, and you don't give in to pressure. And that's why I just was wondering if you've ever wondered what it feels like to be high.
Okay, the reason I haven't, and I don't know if you'd be able to relate to this, Sean, the reason I haven't is because... I'm the one thing, part of my personality is I'm a control freak. So you know this, Casey, because you've worked with me for years. I always have to be in control. Yeah. I always have to be.
But you drink.
Yeah, but I don't drink to the extent that I lose control. Like,
I've never seen you lose control. I've seen Adrian lose control.
Oh, Jesus.
Jeremy, if I could just jump back in there for a second.
Of course.
So, like, I actually kind of agree with you in a way. Like, I'm not disagreeing. Like, I understand why you don't like it. I completely get, like, I'm not going to sit here and, like, big it up and say that it's great. Obviously, it can be addictive. Obviously, it has its risks. Obviously, there's downsides to it. But the exact same way there is with cigarettes and alcohol and fast food, like, I completely, like, I'm not trying to sit here and, like, say that it's a great thing per se.
Because I was about to say to you in a moment, Sean, we're going to talk to someone who believes that you're an absolute loser for smoking.
This person has no respect for anybody who smokes weed or cannabis or anything like that, or hash, sorry, or anything.
But does he drink? Because this is my issue with it. Like,
so we're going to find out.
I have no problem people having their opinions, but it's the shame and like if what I said about going home at night and smoking a joint. If I replace the joint with, maybe I have a bottle of beer a night after I've done all my things and bring the dogs out and walk. I don't think people would have a bigger issue, but if I say it's a joint thing, then...
They wouldn't.
Then the people look at it differently.
There are so many people as well, Sean, friends of mine, that you'll see them on social media and they put up photographs in the night having a bottle of wine. In fact, if a guy, a friend of myself and Katie's, would drink a bottle of wine in the night, wouldn't he? Your man. Hang on a sec. This fella. That fella there.
Oh, I'd say easily. I think Wine O'Clock is his favourite post on Facebook.
Yeah, he literally will put up a photograph on Instagram every evening with a bottle of Malbec or whatever.
But that's alcoholism isn't it? If you can't go
but you're right, Sean,
without it.
Nobody would judge him. But why are you taking it then? In the evening time, is it just to relax?
I don't know. It kind of started, I smoked before, but it started kind of during COVID when... Kind of, if you couldn't really do anything, it kind of just, it took the edge off, right? And, I don't know, I just enjoy it. I just like to wind down and have a joint or two at night. Like I said, I'm not a big drinker. I still drink on occasion, but I'm not one for just going out for the sake of it. So, to say, it's like, why do people have a bottle of beer after work? Or it's,
but if you weren't to have it, Sean, what would you be like without it? Would you be craving it?
No, not really. So, like that, like I'm in work every day and I go and do stuff. Like if I had to go without it, I'd be like, whatever. Like I'm not sitting here sweating for one or...
I think people have this preconceived idea that if you smoke weed, you just don't work. I think people hear of weed smokers and they think of them sitting at home in their boxers watching reruns of Judge Judy or whatever.
Jeez, I watch reruns of Judge Judy. Well, stay there for a second, Sean, because in a moment we're going to talk to somebody who says that you're a loser and you're never...
Let's keep Sean on and let Sean listen and react.
But, is that how it works? Okay, here
let's
we go.
Let's do that.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Joseph, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Now, you heard Sean there. He sounds like a very level-headed fella. Just happens to smoke a couple of joints a day. What's the problem with that?
There's a major difference between cannabis and alcohol. I don't know if it's been discussed. I've only tuned in for the past couple of minutes. But one is legal and one isn't.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the crux of it. And what these guys are doing in buying their cannabis, they're feeding in to this criminal activity in Ireland, the gangland shite, and they're completely ignoring it. It's not as if these guys are just selling cannabis. They're selling everything else as well. It is absolute... I can't quite believe what I'm hearing. They're trying to equate it to alcohol. No, alcohol is legal. People have it in moderation. Anyone that is an alcoholic has an issue to deal with. And anyone that says, I have a couple of smokes in the evening, they're stoners. They're absolute stoners. And as far as I'm concerned, until it's legalized, They are scum. Okay. They're absolute scum because they're feeding into this criminal activity.
And you're saying that that Sean there is feeding into the criminal activity. In fact, he would be. Anybody that smokes cannabis, they are getting it from a dealer. But there's nowhere else to get it. You can't go down to Tesco's and get it. So where else is he supposed to get it?
Don't. You get a grip of life. Why people always use this bullshit excuse, I need it to level out or to calm. Well, go and see a fucking therapist. Don't go buying illegal drugs and feeding into the criminal activity. They're making excuse after excuse.
Do you drink, Joe?
I drink on occasion. I drink in moderation. The last drink I had was on Christmas Day. Mm. And even in relation to alcohol, I don't see an issue with it. Although
you know,
I do see people struggling. Yeah, but it's a legal drug, Katie. There's a major difference here.
It doesn't matter.
And
we're talking about the dangers.
No, of course it matters. Of course it matters. It's legal. These guys are saying they have smokes every night. They've got four or five a day or something. They've clearly got an issue.
Okay, so hang on. So
the same way an alcoholic would.
Okay, so Joseph, if cannabis was made legal tomorrow, would you still have a problem with it?
I wouldn't have as much of a problem with it. But at the moment, it is illegal and they are feeding in to the criminal activity and they're dealing with absolute scum of the earth. And in doing so, they're not so far from scum themselves. As far as I can tell.
Well, now, I doubt Sean's dealers are one of the Kinahans or something like that. You know, he's probably getting it from... Well, where do you get it from, Sean? I've always wondered that people who smoke cannabis. Do you have a dealer or where does it come from?
I have a guy that I know, but like that, I spend, 60 quid a month, so it's not like I'm... it's not like I'm putting the Kinahans in a new house, exactly, you know?
No, you're not.
I mean, just to that point, like, I kind of get what he's saying, but it seems a very weak argument. Like, there doesn't seem any substance to his argument other than one's illegal and one's not, but it's not really a kind of valid argument. Like, I mean, yeah, alcohol may be legal, but it's still more dangerous. Just because it's legal doesn't make it better. Like, how many people have died from alcohol poisoning? Like, how many people have died from weed overdose? You know, like,
I don't know. I would love to see. I think it's safe to say that there has been far more comprehensive studies on alcohol than there has cannabis. I think there was more studies done on cannabis. Their results will be a hell of a lot different. I think we'll maybe see that in the future.
Or overdosing.
Well, but maybe when people are stoned off their tits and they're out driving a car. No, drug driving is illegal now. That's a start. They brought that in recently. You hear the ads on the radio all the time about that. And it's about bloody time because it's an issue that is being addressed currently. I know that some people use cannabis for medicinal reasons. Again, I don't have any issues with that as long as it's prescribed. But as far as I'm concerned, you're buying, as you said, 60 quid a month off some guy who I'm sure isn't just selling cannabis. That's the problem. You're feeding into this whole thing. And if they were to legalize it, I think a lot of this criminal underworld would be very upset, up in arms, because they are raking in millions. And I know you say you only spend 60 quid a month. I'm sure you and a couple of hundred other people are just handing over the 60 quid a month. So, yeah, you are getting them their houses and their cars and all the rest of it.
I'd
rather pay a bit more to get it to legal, but unfortunately it's not legal, so
yeah, that's the point.
But
I was making
legal, I would.
But I have to ask, it's all for you about the whole legal status, is it?
That's the main crux of it for me. Here's the thing. I drink alcohol on occasion, but I could give it up.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
No problem
at
all.
Do you stream from? Or do you use dodgy boxes? Do you stream stuff online?
Jesus, why?
Absolutely not, Katie.
Oh, okay, no, I was just trying to see where the line
illegal.
Of being stuff being legal falls for you, because I can. I'd probably put my life on it that you have broken the law at some point in your life.
I get the point you're making, Joseph. And this is said regularly by people who smoke cannabis and to a greater extent who take cocaine at the weekends. A lot of our listeners would be on the bag at the weekend, as they say. And these are the same people that would condemn gangland shootings and the shootings of innocent people and houses being firebombed for drugs and all that sort of thing. And Joseph does, like, he's not, people are getting very annoyed with him. What he's saying is actually correct. If you do pay for cannabis, and if you do, I haven't even asked him his opinion on cocaine, but if you do pay for drugs, you are literally funding a dealer. You are giving money to a dealer, and you are funding the gangland lifestyle that is tearing this country apart. So that's the point he's making. And you did say that if they did make it legal, you wouldn't judge people who take it.
If it was legalized, I think there would be a few problems solved in this country. People could go and do what they want with their own bodies legally. And these guys in the criminal underworld would be very worried as to what to do next. Maybe continue selling the harder drugs, which I'm sure, sadly, people will still get their hands on. But cannabis just seems to be par for the course. And as much people might deny it's a gateway drug, it very much is a gateway drug.
Alcohol...
I could give up alcohol tomorrow, and I see people struggling with dry January, and those people struggling with dry January alcohol-wise have more of a problem than I think they realise. And I would love to see how cannabis users get on if there was a spliff-free September or a stoner-free September or something. I don't think they could manage it.
So, because you also said in your message that you sent us on Facebook that they are losers, that people who smoke cannabis are losers. How and why are they losers?
Why are they smoking it in the first place? What is the reason for it? It's to take the edge off.
Drinking? But why are you having a drink?
I drink on occasion, Katie. Like I said, I had a drink on Christmas Day. That's the last bit of alcohol that passed my lips. I don't need alcohol. These people need their cannabis. Why do they need it? Why not just go to a therapist, sort their fucking life out, and get rid of the stuff altogether?
Jesus.
Wow. That's quite a... Now,
why do they need it? I'm sick of this bloody snowflakery. I need it for this, I need it for that, or I had a hard day. Get a fucking grip of life. You can't always get what you want. Things aren't going to go your way all the time.
I do actually agree to a point with what you're saying. I actually get what you're saying, and I do. I agree that with life isn't going to go your way. You can't just say, I need a drink or I need a drug to get over it. You deal with it.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's only getting worse, Katie. I mean, I look at a teenager these days, and they're so fucking delicate now.
So soft, yeah.
They need something. And the parenting has changed over the years. They're wrapping them in cotton wool, and anyone says boo to them now, they go to see fucking doctors and all sorts of shite, and they're prescribed shit, and they're being diagnosed with this, that, and the other.
Sick of it. Teenagers have become very soft. But in saying that, I do think it's hypocritical of people who drink alcohol to cast aspersions about people who smoke weed.
No, but the point he said is the last alcoholic drink he had was at Christmas time. Now, in fairness, the last one I had was at Christmas as well, until last night when dropping the kids to football practice just sent me over the edge. And I was
but
like,
there's a difference between what you're doing and somebody who needs it the whole time. There's a difference between, you know, enjoying it occasionally and having an addiction.
And so myself and Joseph are the same. But stay there for a second, Joseph, because you won't get an argument out of Darren because he's a cannabis user, so he's going to be very passive. Hi, Darren, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Sherry.
Good. So you're basically, according to Joseph,
you're on to this snobby clown.
He can hear you.
Yeah, he can hear you. Go on.
I know he can hear me. This is the same moron that was on last year, shouting on that everyone in Tala is a scumbag, even though he lived in Tala.
I didn't say everyone. I said about 99.9% of them.
Yeah, that's saying that. You do realise how you're coming across. And if your argument only the fact that weed is legal or illegal and alcohol is legal, is that your only argument?
I'm saying that I'm capable of drinking alcohol in moderation. If I was told I couldn't have alcohol for the rest of my life, it wouldn't bother me in the slightest. It wouldn't bother me in the slightest. And I'm sick and tired.
Shut up for a minute, will you?
You're asking me a question.
Cannabis makes you calm, apparently. Cannabis makes you calm. Go on, Darren.
I'm trying to ask the question. He just keeps on talking over me.
Okay, go on. He's listening to you. Go on.
And I asked him, is his only argument the fact that it's legal and illegal?
Well, no. If you listened a couple of moments ago, you said people smoking and need to get their act together. Is that what you were saying?
Oh my God! Still, you don't understand what I just said.
If you give me
the fact that, oh my God,
what?
Hang on. You're asking me a question. I'm trying to answer it, and then you're saying I'm interrupting you. What? Are you off your fucking? You're stoned. That's what
I'm
you are.
Still waiting.
Ask him the question, Darren. You haven't actually asked him a question yet.
I've asked it 3 times, Jeremy. He's just fucking deaf.
He asked, was the argument his only argument about it being legal?
Joseph.
Or illegal?
Yeah, Joseph, is your only argument against cannabis that it is illegal?
It is one of my main arguments, yes.
But you do know, like, judging by stats, more people die of alcohol directly and indirectly than will ever die of cannabis.
And as I pointed out to you earlier, now who's interrupting you? As I said earlier on, there has been more comprehensive studies on alcohol than there has been on cannabis. I think when we get the results of more studies on cannabis, that things will become that little bit clearer. At the moment, it is illegal, and anyone that buys cannabis is feeding into the gangland, criminal, scumbag world that is a major problem in this country.
Again, you just completely ignored what I just said to suit your narratives. No one has died directly from cannabis. No one.
Nobody has been in an... Hang on for a second. Nobody has died because of a drug driver. Is that what you're telling me? Nobody's been under the influence of cannabis driving a car.
Open your ears. I said...
And in fact, Darren, I'm just after looking at a story that... A story Amanda literally sent to us with a second of you saying that last year, in a coroner's inquest, a woman fell to her death in Limerick after eating cannabis jelly. So to say that nobody died...
That's fucking cannabis.
You what?
That's indirectly, not directly. Indirectly, she died, not directly.
She fell to...
No one died from taking cannabis.
She fell to her death after taking...
You're not listening to him. He's comparing alcohol poisoning. Nobody's died from an overdose of cannabis.
I can't hear all of you. Sorry, go on.
He's saying that people have died from drinking too much alcohol poisoning and whatever. He's saying that nobody has died as a result of smoking too much cannabis.
Yes, but alcohol poisoning...
Yeah, there's two of them too stupid to listen to that.
No, alcohol poisoning wouldn't be, you know, there's not tens of thousands of people dying of alcohol poisoning.
But liver liver disease and all that from drinking is a direct impact from alcohol.
Okay, Darren, could you give...
And lung disease is a direct impact from smoking. That means for fuck's sake, lad.
So when you hear, I don't know if you listen to this podcast much, Joseph, if you hear Darren's a regular cannabis smoker. I think he smokes joints every single
day. What a shock.
No, just stop. No, but I think he smokes cannabis. Okay, calm down, okay.
God, you're so wind up merchant.
So he smokes cannabis pretty much every day. Is that correct?
He smokes. Oh my God, where does that smoke go in his body? Where does it go? Is it the liver or is it another part of his body? It's the fucking lungs. And lung cancer is also a thing that gobshite.
Okay, but if he is right in what he's saying, there are more deaths that can be attributed to alcohol than cannabis, yeah?
Because more studies have been done on alcohol than cannabis. I think that's safe to say without having the actual stats. I think we could all safely assume that that's the case. And I think more studies will be done on cannabis in the future.
Joanne messaged...
And it is a gateway drug. Let's be honest. When people are done with the cannabis and they want to relax that little bit more, they go on to the harder stuff. And that's when the real trouble begins.
Hey, Joanne wants to know, she's been on to, she wants to know, does this man, I presume she's talking about you, Joseph, does this man have children?
I do.
Are they teenagers?
They are. You know, two of them are, yeah.
Well, she's saying the chances are is that they are both smoking cannabis at the moment. What age are they?
They are 14 and 13. So, no. I'm a dad and I love them dearly and I will try and teach them right from wrong. I am not stupid enough to think that maybe they won't try a cigarette or spliff, but I would hope that I've raised them well enough to know right from wrong and to avoid that altogether. And I get, look, these things, I, as much as I'm on giving out about cannabis, I have in my teenage years smoked one. However, that was it. I puked and that was the end of that. That was the first and last time I ever had a wacky backy. But I certainly would be teaching them right from wrong and hope, wish and pray that they don't go down that road. And if we have to cross that bridge, then we'll see what happens then.
Well, but because the chances are they will try cannabis at some stage.
I'm sure. Look, I'm not stupid enough to think. I mean, I drank in the fields with my friends all those years ago. I smoked that one spliff. I didn't like it. I understand that these things happen. But again, I have the confidence enough in my own ability as a dad to be able to talk them through life and hope for the best. And I could be wrong, but you know, that's up to me.
Okay, fair play. No, that sounds like good parenting to me. Don't go away. We've more arguments coming up in 1 second.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a
difference.
Now, Angela, what do you want to say on this?
I'm actually with Joseph on this. Oh my God, I hate it. I absolutely hate weed and cannabis. It just, like, okay, yes, there is the biggest argument there. It's illegal, okay? That should nearly be the end of the story, unless it's for medicinal, you know, medical problems, pain. Of course, everyone would be okay with that. But, you know, Darren's coming on kind of like going, oh, this is great. Like, no, it's not. How does weed affect me? Because if you're sitting next to me smoking a joint, you stink, the room stinks, the place stinks, it stinks. It's absolutely vile. It's disgusting. It's vile. If I'm sitting having a drink, my drink doesn't disturb you at all. It doesn't have any effect on you.
Okay, but say if you, and he's not here to defend himself, but say for instance, Darren.
I love Darren.
Yeah, no, Darren's great.
Well, you didn't let Darren talk.
Who didn't let Darren
talk? You didn't let Darren talk.
Sorry, it's not the
and
Darren.
Yesterday you did the same when he was on. You didn't let him talk.
It's not the Darren show. But anyway,
it's not, but you let everybody else talk.
The only thing, Katie, I will say one thing is, Darren kept saying, I'm going to ask you a question. And then when Joseph went to answer it, he's like, would you just answer the question and shut up?
But he wasn't able to ask the question.
It doesn't matter. The point is, if you take Darren as your typical cannabis smoker,
yes.
How is his cannabis use affecting your life?
Well, it doesn't affect my life directly, but it affects the lives in Ireland because it is true. It comes from drug dealers. It comes from the biggest heads of drug dealers. Well, I'm not stupid on that.
Definitely, if you buy cannabis, you are buying it from a dealer. If you're not buying it from a dealer, you're buying it from a friend of a dealer. So it is coming from an illegal source. But what choice? Yes. What choice do people have?
That's the most stupid question, Jeremy. Don't buy illegal drugs. That's the choice you have.
Okay, but cannabis is on. Like, it's the bottom of the ladder when it comes to drugs.
Is it on the ladder?
Well, it is.
Is it on the ladder?
It's an illegal drug. Yes, it is an illegal drug. But
yes,
there's a lot worse.
So, and this, what I have to laugh at is the amount of people, especially who smoke weed, turn around and go, oh, just do it to relax, but, like, I don't need it. Well, stop smoking it, though. Like, don't tell me that every person who smokes weed needs it because they're stressed in their lives. They've so much going on. Fuck off. And what annoys me more is it's younger and younger and younger that people are getting that are smoking this stuff. You have 12, 13, 14, 15, 16-year-olds smoking weed. Where are they getting it? They're getting it from drug dealers. You know, they're ruining their lives.
Yeah, no, did we not as well a couple of months ago do a podcast? Because I remember talking to a mother whose son was smoking cannabis and he'd run up a huge drug debt and they were coming knocking at the door. Looking for tens of thousands of euro. And yes, people can actually run up huge drug debts from doing.
Yeah, you're not going to get that with somebody who's an alcoholic. They're not going to owe.
You don't think alcoholics lose everything, end up homeless and with no family and everything around them?
Oh, they do. But the thing is, Katie, you can go down to the bar, get a drink and leave. You don't go down to the bar and go, can I have a drink there and put it on the tab and put it on the tab and put it on the tab where you run up 10, 15, 20 grand worth of money. You don't have that in the bar. And you can go in and just order a drink. Whereas with this, oh, I'll get 50 quid this week, 50 quid. Actually, can I get 100 quid this week? Give you 50 more. Oh, actually, I don't have it now. So then you have to start dealing. Do you have that in a pub where it's like, oh, sorry, I owe you money, so I'm going to hop in behind the bar and start working?
Yeah, no barman is going to run a tab over you and then come knocking on your door and breaking your legs.
Come knocking on your door, break your legs.
I think it's hypocritical of people who drink a lot to, you know, or even drink at all to judge someone just for the actual act of smoking cannabis. Let's forget about the dealers and all that. People
you're not getting the
that's the thing. You can't forget about the dealers, Katie. You can't.
But not everybody, from what I can see coming in here, not everybody, like, there's lots of messages coming in from people who say that they're actually growing it themselves.
Well, they can't be growing that much, Katie. Seriously,
no.
Now.
No, but the point...
To feed your own habits.
Oh, no, look, I don't smoke it myself, so it doesn't make a difference to me, but I don't I don't judge people who do smoke, or people who do any more than that, people who do coke or heroin and all of that stuff, then yeah, I don't like that. I do, like, no, it's
no, the
not
point
okay.
The point Angela is making is, and she's right, that guy who was on, Joseph, yeah, he can drink, but he can have one drink and then not have another drink for a couple of months. Most cannabis smokers, yeah,
yeah,
have to have a joint every single day. Isn't that what you're trying to say, Angela? That is the difference.
That's it, because, like, let's say my last drink, technically, I had one last week. My last drink before that was September. I have my brother's wedding this weekend, so I'll have a few drinks, you know. So I don't need a drink. Whereas most cannabis and most weed smokers turn around and go, oh, I don't need it that much, but you have to have it every day. And yes, the thing is, it's illegal, and they're funding gangland, and also a lot of them can't afford it and rack up bills.
It's a topic for another day, but my concern would be with people who are in the care of children, people who are drunk or high in the care of children. I don't think that is ever okay. If you are a chronic cannabis user or a chronic drinker, or somebody who basically has to have a drink or a joint every day, and there's children in your care, that would concern me. Then there's a line there for me. It's because if the kid gets sick during the night, or if there's some kind of an emergency, would you be in a fit state to drive, first of all? Would you be in a fit state to react?
No, you wouldn't.
And that would be
a concern. But they all think that they are. That's the thing. Anyone who smokes weed thinks that they're fine. Like, I know somebody who smokes a joint, actually smokes 3 or 4 joints at least a day. One before they go to work, one during work, one after work, one that evening, one that night. So they are constantly.
I wouldn't want someone working for me who's smoking weed on the job.
No.
Whatever about doing on your own in the house at night and there's no kids, whatever, that's fine. I definitely wouldn't want somebody who's high or stoned.
Do you remember a story? I don't know, guys, and you'll find it on Spotify. By the way, any old episodes that we do mention, you can look for them on Spotify, and you'll find them there. We did an expose on a hairdresser's on Dublin's north side. Remember where the hairdressers were smoking joints at the back? So literally, for those of you who think that cannabis is safe and all that, would you let your hair be cut by someone who'd smoked a joint just a few minutes
Well, would
before?
You let them perform surgery on you? Well, let's take a hairdresser, because hair can be replaced. Would you let somebody who's high go in and operate on you? Would you?
No.
Would you let a doctor diagnose you?
Would you let someone fly a plane who was after doing a joint?
No.
So
no.
It is like alcohol, and alcohol is the same.
When it's done responsibly.
Yeah, it is a mind-altering drug, though. They're all mind-altering.
Well, you can't. Your reactions, obviously, with alcohol, your inhibitions, as they say, are altered. And it's the same with the cannabis. It's just...
Okay, here's Edward.
Yeah.
It's simply because alcohol is legal, marijuana is illegal, and people are having two different things for two different reasons. People having wine or whatever, like a bottle of wine or a spritzer, to socialize and relax themselves. Where people that are having marijuana, cannabis, whatever it may be, cocaine even, they're having it to get high. Simply, it's a very simple answer.
Thanks, Edward. I was talking earlier on, Katie, about one of the reasons I don't smoke it is because, or I wouldn't touch it, because I like to be in control. And a friend of mine was in Amsterdam 2 years ago for a lad's stag weekend, and he went into one of the coffee shops and did a really, I didn't realise there's different grades of cannabis. So anyway, he got a brownie, but it was the high, it was really, really high.
Jesus.
And he ended up hallucinating. And his friends have told me this story. He was walking out of the cafe to go back to the hotel, and he believed... Now, this, you're going to laugh at this, but this is the truth. He believed that there was an octopus chasing him down the road with a machete because he was hallucinating so much.
From cannabis.
So he actually... But
that has to have been something else.
Whatever it was.
That's been laced with something else. Whatever. I don't think cannabis could do
that. No, but whatever it was, maybe it wasn't cannabis, but whatever he had
it's
in the brownie...
It's not a hallucinogenic, isn't that what they call it?
Yeah, no, but whatever he had in the brownie, he thought there was an octopus chasing him down the road with a machete. Jesus. Can you imagine that?
Sounds like fun.
Sounds like a great weekend.
I want an octopus.
And I've been to Amsterdam. I've never done anything. Didn't
no, I was in Amsterdam
cafes?
And I didn't smoke. Actually, when I was in Amsterdam, I was there with someone else, and the person was smoking a joint, and they were okay to be in the smoking or inside smoking a joint. I lit up a cigarette, and I was asked to leave with a cigarette. It was bizarre. It was the craziest thing ever.
But yeah, I just didn't want to be that stereotypical person that goes to Amsterdam just to do weed or to go to a cafe.
I love that you say do weed. It's like, you smoke weed. Oh, you don't, it's not heroin.
Now, as you know, most days on the podcast, we give you a chance to win one of our amazing, and here it is, reusable coffee cups, Opinions Matter merch, which we got a couple of weeks ago, and they are literally flying off the shelves. Now, if you want to be in a chance of winning one today, by the way, the winner of yesterday's one was Tracy Carolyn, and that is in the post on the way out to you today, Tracy. So, if you want to win a Opinions Matter coffee cup, here is the question. You've just listened to the podcast, and here is the question. I was mentioning that my son Luke was out playing a certain game with his friends. What was that game he was playing? So you've just listened to the podcast. It only happened about 10 minutes ago. What was the game that my son Luke was out playing with his friends recently? So all you got to do is WhatsApp the answer to us. 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Send us the correct answer. You'll go into the draw, and tomorrow we'll pick out a winner, and there'll be an Opinions Matter mug, hopefully, on its way to you. And don't forget, if you don't win tomorrow, there are plenty more. We literally have boxes of them here in the studio. So, and they are absolutely amazing. Opinions Matter merch. Anyway, thank you for listening to this episode of Opinions Matter. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, and you will get a notification every time we post a new episode. We'll talk to you on the next one.